figured out what to do about this. He gave the kid a room of his own, lined with blackboards, and an unlimited supply of colored chalk. Diego Rivera progressed from those blackboards to become a world-famous muralist. And those murals are what we usually see today. But en route to that style, Rivera also became a cubist painter. Some say a very good one. Diego Rivera learned to paint in this bold, colorful style in Paris under the spell of Picasso. I came to Cubism fighting, he later wrote.
It's very odd for a Cubist painting to have such a bright red-blue combination with green, so that you've got a lot of energy. And what it shows is the Spanish...
Jim Ballinger is director of the Phoenix Art Museum. He helped assemble an exhibition of Rivera's Cubist works that was recently in New York and that opens in San Francisco this week. It is a chronology of an artist maturing.
He had a tremendous ego that made him want to become a very important artist. This is a terrific Cubist painting. If you compare this to Picasso, Braque, Gris, anyone you want, I think that it stands very, very much on its own.
People who know only Rivera the muralist are amazed.
He's an interesting drawing.
You know, I really never thought that he painted like that.
His colors, oh, absolutely
stunning.
While the avant-garde artists were painting for each other in Paris, World War I was breaking out around them. Political refugees joined their ranks, and with them came talk of revolution. The painter from Mexico was excited, but the revolution in his own homeland went unacknowledged. Until this, the Zapatista landscape.
Not only an important revolutionary in the history of Mexico and the developments there during this period, but also struck kind of a romantic figure among many people during these years.
The warm, bright colors of Mexico and the gunbelt of a revolutionary hero foreshadowed the turning point that was coming in his life. Rivera's interest in Cubism was already waning. When it dawned on me, he wrote, that all this innovation had little to do with real life, I was ready to surrender all the glory and acclaim Cubism had brought me for a way of art truer to my inmost feelings. Diego Rivera went home and became a Marxist and the leader of the Mexican muralist movement. He denounced his work as a Cubist as decadent. But he may have been wrong. People today can look at the canvases Sailor at Lunch, Angelina and Baby Diego, and Zapatista Landscape, and draw their own conclusions.